This is Press Conference Extra. This is a new show from the Anfield Wrap where we discuss, basically, we talk about what's just happened at the Jürgen's press conference at Liverpool's weekend, what's going on today, and what we can take from what the manager said about the upcoming fixture, which is the opening season opener at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. I'm joined today by Liverpool football independent journalist, I would say, correspondent extraordinaire Neil Jones, and the gorgeous Neil Atkinson. Anything going on?
Quiet one, isn't
it? It is. At the time of recording, I feel like we've got to say it's 12:14 on the Friday at the time as we record this one this time, and things might change.
And phones are on loud.
Phones are on loud, yeah.
We usually have them on airplane mode, but we've got to surely have an exception for that today because so much going on and so much is changing so quickly.
It is, absolutely. So, yeah, I think, I think it's just with this one today, I think it's like... I'm excited for the new season, full stop, anyway, regardless. So let's sort of get that one out the way. But the manager was obviously going to get the questions he got, and you know, it went the way in which it went for him. And he was, I think he chose his words a little bit carefully, and maybe that now makes a bit of sense given the scenario that we're now in, where he was very clear that Liverpool have agreed a deal with Brighton, and he didn't go any further than that. And he said sort of watch this space, and he used his phrase that sometimes you shouldn't be celebrating the night before the day's finished.
What was the thing with the bear and the fair?
Yeah, it was a German saying. I couldn't quite make it out. He was a bit too far away, but it was. He said the German phrases don't work, do they? So there must be a German phrase about sort of, you know, don't sort of like count the fare or something like that. The fare on the
chickens,
bear,
eggs,
something like that.
Yeah,
a little bit like that. But he clarified that, didn't he? Said don't celebrate the night before the day is out. So obviously, I think that's a pretty fair comment from him, and of course. I think a few people have already celebrated the night, haven't they?
Yeah. What made me?
Well, I'm one of them. I just sort of I sort of felt as though obviously when it comes through overnight, I thought this is in because I felt as though it would have gone a certain route all the way through. I think you can see that in a lot of the language that other journalists or people were using, that it was, you know, that they felt as though it was all sewn up. Currently now, Fabrizio Romano and Mel Reddy are saying different things. Romano has just tweeted as we recorded that supposedly Caicedo is prepared to say he only wants to join Chelsea. Wow. At this point, which would obviously throw things along massively, whether or not Chelsea can manage an improved bid with their FFP issues and troubles and worries, I think is up in the air. You know, you're going to literally hear this live. When you're listening to this, kind of when it's going out, you probably have much more of a sense of the reality of this, and we will get on through the stuff from the press conference, but that's where it is right now. And these situations being this live, it's not something we're sort of used to from a Liverpool perspective on the day of a manager's press conference.
Yeah, and at the level as well, you know, £110 million, you know, British record transfer deal. And it's an unusual summer in a lot of regards, isn't it? You know, not just for Liverpool, but for a lot of clubs. I mean, as we're recording this, there's been all sorts going on with Harry Kane and Bayern Munich and Tottenham, and, you know, I think he's just been sitting in the car park at Stansted for a while. I don't know where he is now, but there's a lot of strange things happening in the transfer market, and there's a lot of new behaviour a little bit, I think, from clubs and players and agents, and this is something that Liverpool try their best to avoid. You know, they try and stay out of it. They have, you know, where they've found themselves in terms of the need for certain types of player, midfielders, quick sort of resolutions, really. It means that they've got themselves involved in something like this. And I think I saw a tweet, I don't know if it's Paul Machin maybe from the Redmen, said this could be really fun or this could be really horrible. And, you know, I think probably it's a bit of both at the moment, isn't it? You seem to be enjoying it, but there'll be a lot of Liverpool fans who absolutely aren't.